Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, sideline reporter at the Chiefs Radio Network, Josh Klingler, as we talk about Bills and Chiefs round two, or, you know, maybe round, you know, whatever, if you want to count all the years back. Josh, great to talk with you again. And this time, Bills and Chiefs, you know, might look a little bit different than it did earlier in the year when, you know, for all intents and purposes, the Bills, the only team to really beat the Chiefs, you know, as we know the Chiefs this season. But are we seeing a different Chiefs team now than we did all the way back in November?
A little bit so. I think both teams probably going to have some key, you know, players that they didn't have in that first meeting. I know, you know, not having Keon Coleman at wide receiver is probably big for Buffalo. No Matt Milano on defense was probably big as well. And the Chiefs got, you know, some players back from injury late in the season that have, you know, really been part of their rotation. Isaiah Pacheco on offense, a couple of defenders, Charles Omenihu and Jalen Watson. So, you know, in terms of, I said this going into their game last week, in terms of like being healthy this time of the year, the Chiefs are about as healthy as they have been. They also had a major change along their offensive line since that first meeting, and really a problem along the offensive line that never really got solved all season long at the left tackle spot, and moved their all-pro guard Joe Tooney from guard to tackle. And so that's been kind of the norm for the last four or five games or so. And so a little bit different look maybe than that first meeting. But I don't know. I feel like with this rivalry that's suddenly become upon us, as you mentioned, the last few years, you kind of throw everything out the window. You feel like both teams know each other so well. It's who's going to be able to execute the cleanest and who's going to keep themselves from turning the football over and maybe who has the football last. We know these have been one possession games other than the last meeting, which was, you know, a 9-point victory for Buffalo. These have all been right there down to the wire games. I would expect this one to be exactly the same. There's no reason to say these are the two best teams in the AFC, and there's no reason to say they won't play another close one.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that. What is the feeling like in Kansas City right now? I mean, have the fans become numb with all this success, or do they want this one as bad as the past 7 years?
Well, I will admit, I felt like this year, probably more so than most, we saw during the regular season, kind of a, well, let's just wait till the playoffs. Not by everybody, but I think for some. And I think it definitely was in the season ticket holders that maybe sold tickets they normally wouldn't have sold to out-of-town fans and that type of thing. So, you know, they spent a lot of money. There's an economic cost too, right? They've spent a lot of money over the last 5 years with all the success. Either buying merch or buying tickets or traveling to games. So I think a lot of people probably still traveled, but maybe gave up a few more home tickets than they have in the past. Well, that wasn't the case this past week. It was back to raucous, loud Arrowhead Stadium that you kind of grown to know. And I think everybody was just kind of waiting a little bit for the playoffs to turn it up. And it was really turned up last week. And clearly this team has been on a mission really since they hoisted last year's trophy. I mean, it immediately flipped to let's become the first team ever to get three in a row. And so that's been the mission. I think the city has welcomed that mission. It's not been anything that's been in the way seemingly of the progress of their season, but now on the cusp of it, trying to get back at least. They know they're two games away from doing that, but you know, I think the city's kind of, you know, anticipating being a part of history. And then also I think a little defensive right now too. I think the shine of the Chiefs is definitely turned at anywhere but Kansas City. I'm not sure Buffalo won't have fans from all over the nation. There's some definite Chiefs fatigue around the country.
Yeah, we know. we've seen it here maybe before they did in other parts, Josh.
Yeah.
But I'm interested because, you know, watching the game last week, and I didn't watch a ton of Houston, so don't really know much about their offensive line. But the end of the game, you know, when the game was on the line at the end, tight game, But man, it did not look like Houston belonged on the same field as the Chiefs, and that pass rush just able to stop anything that the Texans were trying to do to get back in or tie it or take a lead late in that game. Is the Chiefs' pass rush, I mean, have they been like that all year? Are they a key to this game on Sunday?
Well, I think they are a key. Have they been that good? No. They've had many 8-sack games like that. But they have been very clutch. I think the last two seasons, really. Last year's Super Bowl was based on the defense. That was a defensive team that led the Chiefs to a Super Bowl while the offense kind of figured it out. Yes, this offense has Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Andy Reid orchestrating it. But the fact is, this has become kind of a defensive team, and I think this one is no different. They have leaned on the defense to shut down games, to limit opponents. They don't get the spotlight as much, maybe outside of defensive tackle Chris Jones. There's just a lot of guys who aren't necessarily household names that have been a part of this defense really for the last few years. And they have probably deserved to be more of the story. But I think they understand, they know the bright lights are going to be on the offensive side of things. But the key, no doubt, will be how well the defense manages Josh Allen and company. And then the offense just needs to be kind of efficient for this team to probably look their best. So, yeah, I would say, you know, I don't think they're going to get 8 sacks this week like they did last week, but they've been playing better and better as the season has gone on. They've turned some people over late in the year as well. So definitively, yeah, you got to shut down Josh Allen. It's going to be a lot of the burden on the Chiefs defense this week.
Josh, it seems there's a lot of similarities between these teams, you know, in that people doubted the Bills before the season began. People doubted the Chiefs because they won a lot of close games this year. Do you think both teams are going to come into this one with kind of a chip on their shoulder?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I get what's going on with Buffalo. Maybe not like you guys do, but you know, the fact that they've had to, you know, weather the Patriots, and the Patriots finally went away, and then there's like, oh, there's somebody else. This is really annoying. So they've got a lot to play for. Certainly, I think a lot of people thought outside of Buffalo that yes, this might be a season where the window kind of closed, and they have played great all season long. Yeah, the Chiefs, I mean, you hear it all the time, lucky and all this stuff that's going on. I think based a lot on Chiefs fatigue. But this is a team that's gritty and finds ways to win and are not apologetic about it. Yes, they did play a lot of close games. Did they play some opponents closer than they probably should have? Yeah, definitely. But when it comes down to crunch time at the end of games, this team has showed its experience in those types of big game moments, and they've just become really, really adept at not freaking out late in the game and not getting panicky and bearing down and winning games late. And you hope when the games get the biggest that they can lean on that experience. But yeah, I think there's probably a little chip on the shoulder because I think some Chiefs are probably a little bit offended that they think that this has been a bunch of luck. I don't think you luck into 15-2 and really the last game they didn't play anybody. So the only loss really was to Buffalo when they were playing with their, you know, full lineup. So this is a team that's definitely earned the spot that they're in.
You got to be good to be lucky. That's what they
absolutely
say. And there's a reason why the Bills were never lucky against the Patriots all those years, because we were never good. But now we are, so who knows? Maybe luck will come our way once in a while. Josh, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to talk with you.